On the dark, stormy night of April 6th, Lohman, his brother John, and Lipscomb sneaked into the cemetery, and the black worker directed them to Dahlgren's grave nearby. With pickaxes and shovels, they quickly dug up an ordinary-looking pine box, pried open its top, and examined the body carefully to confirm it was Dahlgren's. It was. The right leg was missing. The colonel had been dressed in just a coarse cotton shirt and his uniform pants. The only wound Lohman and the others could see from the waist up was one to the young man's temple, which they guessed was the fatal shot. Lohman was impressed that the body was in a perfect state of preservation, as he wrote later. Dahlgren's features, his hair and flesh, looked quite natural. Lohman guessed the cold temperatures of early spring had chilled the soil enough to help preserve the corpse. Quickly, they loaded the wooden coffin onto a mule-drawn spring wagon, filled the empty hole with the dirt they had dug out, and drove the remains to Rowley's farm not far from Richmond, arriving there at 11 p.m. The men hid the pine box in an outbuilding that night until Lohman could bring a better metal coffin and the remains could be transferred to another, more secure site for a proper burial. Like a sentry, Rowley watched over the body for the rest of the night. Finding a metal coffin the next day was not easy. The high-end varieties were scarce and expensive. Lohman had to pay a lot for one of them. The morning of April 7th, Elizabeth Van Loo and other ring members visited the Rowley farm to view the remains and hold what amounted to a wake for Ulrich Dahlgren. With their eyes and hands, they examined the body carefully, as if reading it. They cut a lock of the colonel's hair to send to his father. The comeliness of the young face was gone, Van Loo recalled. Yet the features seemed regular, and there was a wonderful look, firmness or energy stamped upon them.